For today's In Touch, I talked to Waco Superintendent Daryl Smith about an evaluation that the Iowa Department of Education conducted and the results of that evaluation.
You recently received a report back from a Department of Education visit that occurred earlier in the year. Your first thoughts when you looked at that document?
I thought it was positive. You know, a lot of them are. The things that they pointed out that they like is they like our ICANN statements because of the 4+1 program and our climate and culture with our students and our staff and our parents, the positive nature that we're approaching education with, that we were cited for that. And a lot of things with the 4+1 program they were impressed with. So a lot of good things happening there. The one thing that they said we should improve on, of course, is use of our resources, especially with the AEA, in doing our professional development, evaluating programs and those types of things. And we already have a meeting set up to start that in the works. So we're going to correct that and make sure we use all of our resources to help kids learn.
Absolutely. Well, just reading through that document, it seemed like they got the impression that people were happy, the staff was happy, the kids were happy, and it seemed like a good atmosphere for learning.
Yes, they did, and I appreciate the parents and the community members and the staff and the parents for communicating that, and I certainly hope that we can not only make that better because, you know, good is not good enough, so we want to make that better and continue to work on that and continue to say these are our priorities and establish those and stay consistent with them.
And looking at the room for improvement, there were a few things there. You mentioned the resources that aren't being fully utilized. You said those changes are in the works. What are you guys doing to make those changes?
Well, we have meetings set up with Corey Johnson, who works with us from the AEA out of the Great Prairie, out of Ottumwa and Burlington. And then a couple of the people that work with them on certain things, such as professional development, evaluation, and make sure we're on track and make sure that we're our professional development's being utilized in the classroom and helping students. So those are the types of things we need to document that. A lot of that stuff is going on, Nathan. It's just a matter that we have to prove it.
An AEA, what does that stand for?
The Area Education Agency, and they have an office out of Ottumwa and then one out of Burlington.
And they're just going to work with you to make sure those things do get documented?
Yes, and we'll work with Corey Johnson and Evan McCormick and a couple other people with him. So it'll be a good positive experience. And, of course, Tina Whalen, who used to teach for us, works for them now. And that'll be a positive thing there, too. So we're going to work on utilizing them more and more in helping us improve our education.
And there was another room for improvement, specifically dealing with your special needs students. Said more involvement would be a positive thing there.
Yes. And we've been doing that this year. We started off the year with an entirely new staff at the high school, a couple of new teachers at the elementary, and we were doing a lot more inclusion. And the neat thing about it is we did get our test scores back recently, and we've done a preview of them, and we found out that our students with IEPs, our special education students, have scored very well. And I think that's a tribute to them for the work that they did and the effort they put in, but also the teachers in the special education, also in regular education, work with those kids to improve their skills.
And they also had a section for those test scores. Multiple grade levels had test scores that were above average.
Yes, we did. And we've got a couple we need to work on, of course, but everybody does. A lot of them are above average, and I think when we do finally get everything put together on our test data that we have for this year, I think we'll see that we've improved in a lot of areas.
The state requirements, the Title III and the Title XC, do those go hand-in-hand with that involvement of the special needs kids?
Yes, they do. And, you know, that's some of the thing with the diversity that you have in education today, because we have students who are in need of assistance. We have students who are going to learn no matter what we do. So we've got the whole gamut like all school districts have. So, you know, we just need to make sure we utilize everything for them.
This visit, this isn't something that happens every year for a school district.
No, it's an every 5-year process. And the state, on, if you go on the Department of Education website, you can see all the requirements and what they look for in the checklist and those types of things, and even the questions they ask people to get a good view of what our school district really is like.
It involved interviews with teachers, students, and also community members, parents.
Oh, yes, and school board. So we had everybody there, and I want to thank everybody who volunteered, and I kind of enlisted them a little bit, and they all agreed to it. So I want to thank them for taking their time and also the presentation before the an overview of our school district for those people who were willing to make statements about our district. It was a community effort, and it was put together very well by the staff. I just kind of sat back and watched, and I want to thank Christy Rudd, of course, for the work she did, and Carrie Coble for the work they did on it, and Jeremy Klopfenstein and Susie Shepherd and Mark Kramer, because they did a lot of work in putting a lot of things together. And of course, all the staff, too many to go mention.
Well, any other thoughts related to this document?
I think as long as we take advantage of our resources, get the AA involved, and continue to improve our test scores and do a good, solid evaluation of our program and make the changes we need to make. I think one of the things that, as far as change is concerned, is they did cite the fact in the exit interview that if we identify something that's not working, we change it, and they're right in the middle of the year. We don't wait for next year. We say, we're going to change it now. And they were impressed with the attitude of the staff and the students and the school board in being able to do that and willingness to do that.
That was my conversation with Superintendent of Waco School District, Daryl Smith. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.